AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with his Russian counterpart as tensions between the U.S. and Russia escalate over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The State Department says the meeting will happen this week in Geneva after Blinken visits Ukraine's president. Meantime, our Charles Deledesma reports Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow is not threatening anybody.
Lavrov criticizes the U.S. and NATO following recent separate meetings for showing what he describes as an obvious double standard. Lavrov explained that negotiations cannot accept any demands regarding the actions of Russia's armed forces on our own land. Washington and its allies firmly rejected Moscow's demands during last week's set of talks, which were held as an estimated 100,000 Russian troops massed near Ukraine in what the West fears might be a prelude to an invasion.
More about the British man who died after taking four people hostage at a Texas synagogue. Rita Foley has that.
British media are reporting that Malik Faisal Akram had been under investigation by MI5 in 2020 as a possible terrorist threat, but they closed the investigation after concluding he was no threat. U.S. law enforcement sources tell the AP that two teenagers in custody in Britain now are his sons. Investigators reportedly believe Akram was in contact with his sons in the hours before the standoff, and they're trying to figure out what information he may have shared with them. Akram was killed after his hostages ran out of the synagogue. Authorities are not yet saying who shot him.
The Biden administration is putting forward a $50 billion plan to stave off catastrophic wildfires. It would more than double the use of controlled fires and logging to reduce vegetation in areas considered hotspots near inhabited areas. This is AP News. The Senate is back in session debating voting legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We're going to vote. We're all going to go on the record, and Republicans will have to choose which side they stand on, protecting democracy or offering their implicit endorsement of Donald Trump's big lie.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports Republican opposition has Democrats under pressure to change Senate rules so that 60 votes are no longer required to advance a bill.
President Biden's urging them to do just that, but two moderate Democrats are resisting. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema argue preserving the filibuster rules is vital for bipartisanship. They also warn a change could let an eventual GOP majority Senate pass whatever bills Republicans favor.
And on Wall Street, the Dow, S&P, and the Nasdaq have all been down more than 1% since the open. Tech stocks and banks have led the declines. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.